coming through. And just a quick correction, earlier on I said Jennifer Pora, it's Jeanette. Jennifer and Jeanette are twins, so she's calling me to order. I joke when it's Jeanette, Jennifer get my twin. Sorry, I get you, but I'm sure she likes the same movies, doesn't she? Anyway, I'll read some of your tweets a little later on the just before we wrap up. But right now, let's get into this conversation with Barry Kegginson, who owns and manages a portfolio of senior living communities throughout South Africa, and Oria CEO. We are talking retirement homes in South Africa, and I asked earlier on as to whether especially from a black community perspective, as black people, do we use retirement homes? And I think Khomotso Malakai did say something earlier on. I'll try and find that tweet. Now, South Africa's elderly population aged 16 and over continues to increase as a percentage of the population, and currently sits at around 55.4 million rather. So there's much demand for accommodation and care for the elderly, and not enough supply, as it were, especially affordable care, and old people continue to lack access to adequate health care, social support, and other basic services. To tell us more about this, we are on the line with Barry Kegginson. Barry, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on the show.
Thank you so much for coming through. I mean, just maybe as a way of laying the foundation, how big is the demand for retirement homes in South Africa? Is it a thing?
Yes, definitely. So it certainly is a global issue. With the aging population worldwide, demand for senior living has increased exponentially around the world. If one looks at World Health Organization statistics, the global population of people over the age of 80 is set to triple in the next 30 years. So one can imagine what that will do to that demand. Especially when one considers that over the age of 85, approximately 40% of people need assistance with two or more activities of daily living. Mm. So if you think about that, the amount of people needing assistance really is going to triple over the next 30 years. So it's certainly going to exacerbate that supply-demand imbalance. But also, retirement villages traditionally aren't only people needing assistance. One has a spectrum of needs, and most people living, certainly in our senior living communities, are fully independent. So one has independent living, assisted living, and care. And most of our residents, and most residents indeed in what we call continuing care retirement communities worldwide, are completely independent. And the average age that they would come into these communities globally, and we see it in South Africa, is 78. So certainly that changing demographic that you spoke of, or that demographic of older people earlier, definitely has a huge impact on this demand and will continue to in the future.
Mm. So with that said, I mean, and I don't know, from a black community, black culture perspective, there's always this whole thing of when you are, and I know that even other communities beyond blacks would always say that parents would feel like if you're sending them away to live somewhere, it's like you're literally getting rid of them. What is the perception around that? And is it understandable why that particular need, as you've just mentioned, that sometimes, old people might need assistance with one thing or the other, on a normal day, a person cannot provide. So they need some sort of specialized care or assistance from the retirement home.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a very good point. So, you talk about culturally people looking to look after their elderly parents themselves, or feeling some sense of abandonment by having their parents live in some kind of retirement community. And South Africa's really, in the senior living space, South Africa's fairly behind the rest of the world, possibly 20 years behind other countries. So if one looks at the case of India, certainly culturally that was the norm as well. When people get older, one moves in with one's younger children or one's family, I should say. But what's happened in India in the past 10 or 15 years is a massive swing in that perception. And why is that? Because people are, family units are changing with regards to the fact that both family members are working and they don't really have to, you know, that's changed in the last 30, 40 years. You know, women now have...
There's no one specifically to stay home and take care of the...
Exactly. So the whole dynamic in India, for example, and I'll just use that as an example, is changing, where the swing to senior living communities is massive, and people have realized that it's actually a viable and much better option for older people. And why is it a better option? Because even if one's living with one's children, it doesn't solve the problem of, during the day, how does that person have social interaction? You know, what do they do sitting at home when the kids are at school, when the grandchildren are at school and the children are at work, or whatever the case is? So it deals with a part of the issue, but it only deals with a very small part of the issue with parents moving in with their children. People really need to be in an environment where they can interact with their peers, where they can have social engagement, and that's critical as one ages. From a cognitive and a well-being perspective, social interaction is critical. So the old school sort of theory of the right thing for me to do is to try and get my parents to move in with me isn't really considered best practice anymore, even though culturally it may be something that is in people's minds. But I think over time this will certainly change in South Africa, as it has in other parts of the world.
So let's talk about facilities. For instance, I mean, if you look at Coral Cove, for instance, yes. I mean, what do these facilities offer that is different? I mean, what are retirement homes like? What is different? Is it like a holiday living, hotel living?
Well, you say that. I don't really like to use those words, but I think to paint a picture in someone's mind, sometimes it is the best thing. So,
okay.
So really what a continuing care retirement community is residential accommodation, and that's normal residential accommodation for independent living. And that's overlaid, so that would be a house or apartment. And that's overlaid by hospitality services and by care services. For hospitality services would be communal areas incorporating dining, entertainment, etc. In addition, one has those hospitality services of maintenance, cleaning, concierge services. So everything that would make life what we call hassle-free for older people, and it really allows people to focus on what they want to do rather than what they have to do, if one can look at it that way. And one of course has the option of taking up those services or not. And then of course the most important is the peace of mind of knowing that all the care services that you might need as you get older are available in the same community in which you live, delivered by people that you know and that you trust. So that's really what a continuing care retirement community is. The analogy to a hotel or a resort is purely by virtue of the fact that one has all these hospitality services on offer. With regard to Coral Cove, its location on the KZN North Coast is simply unique in the world. That community will have access to a private beach club and beach access, direct beach access. And I don't believe there's another senior living community in the world that offers that. So we're very excited about Coral Cove, and it brings a much needed service to the KZN North Coast. As you know, that's quite a new developing area, and like any node that needs, you know, any new residential node that needs schools and hospitals, etc., to be a viable node going forward, any real new area will actually need continuing care retirement communities as well to service the community. So we're very excited to be able to deliver that in the Salt Rock, Ballito, Sheffield Beach area, Coral Cove.
And I mean, I understand that one of the key things of such homes, Barry, is the elders being able to associate and hang out with their peers, which makes them feel much more alive and young, you know, instead of staying at home and watching television the whole day, or, you know, just taking care of the kids. That opportunity to be amongst their peers also is appealing to them.
Yes, it's actually been shown that social contact and social engagement and social interaction has a significantly positive impact not only on well-being, but on cognitive ability in older people. Of course, as you know, as one ages, the risk of cognitive impairment due to dementia increases significantly with age. In fact, about over 30% of people over the age of 85 show some form of cognitive impairment. So social interaction is critical to well-being as one gets older. And continuing care retirement communities, as you correctly just said, afford numerous opportunities for social engagement on a daily basis, in fact, on an hourly basis. And this is so critical, not just to that well-being, but also to people's enjoyment of life. And at the end of the day, living in these communities should enhance one's life and should add to one's quality of life. That's really what it's all about.
I mean, I'm looking at, as we wind on the conversation, Barry, a place like Coral Cove, as you've just mentioned. I mean, even the location also has that holiday vibe and therapeutic vibe around it, which all elder people definitely need.
Yeah, absolutely. That whole area really does. The whole KZN North Coast or Dolphin Coast is sometimes referred to. I mean, you've got almost year-round sunshine. You've got magnificent beaches within minutes. And that is why that node is developing so quickly and it's becoming such an attractive destination for people around the country to move to. So you're quite right. It does have that feel, and certainly for older people looking to scale down and looking to move into an environment that's possibly more appropriate to their needs as they get older, it represents a very, very compelling option.
Fantastic stuff, Barry. We're going to have to leave it there. Thank you so much for coming through to speak to us. Appreciate your time.
Thanks so much for having me.
Barry Cugginson, who owns and manages a portfolio of senior living communities throughout South Africa, and Aurea CEO, talking to us about just the issue of retirement homes in South Africa. And I did ask earlier on that, you know, do we do that as South Africans, Black South Africans? Do we take our grandparents, our parents, to homes? Do we keep them at our homes?